Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Stephen. I'm happy to be here.
This year is the 30th year since the collapse of the Berlin Wall, and to celebrate, you have some films that focus on the former East Germany. One of these is the opening night film, Balloon, a thriller about one of the many innovative attempts to escape across the Berlin Wall. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We chose that film for a good reason. As you said, we want to celebrate the fall of the wall. And so this film is about two East German families that sew together a hot air balloon in their cellars in Thuringia, and they tried to escape to the West. This is actually a true story. It happened in 1979, and it's a beautiful thriller. It's full of suspense from the beginning until the end, and directed by Michael Bulli-Herbig, who is in Germany actually known for comedies. He's a big entertainer, and he is actually responsible for Germany's biggest grossing film hits, such as Dreamship Surprise or Money to Shoe. And this film was his first foray to the genre thriller.
Awesome. Well, everyone knows our German playwright Bertolt Brecht. I think every playwriting student knows what the term Brechtian means. And there, you have the film Mack the Knife, which sort of documents the success of Three Penny Opera and Brecht's efforts to actually sue the film that's actually getting made of his very famous play, which was a massive hit during the Weimar Republic. You want to tell us a little bit about this one? This sounds really interesting.
Yeah. It is a very interesting film, and yes, you said it right. So you have to have a little bit, or sometimes it helps to have a little bit of background knowledge. So yes, Bertolt Brecht's Three Penny Opera was a huge hit in 1928 when it came out, and then this idea came up to adapt the play into a film. But yeah, as you said, Brecht had completely different ideas and visions to those of the producers, and it ended in a fierce battle between him and the producer, and also finally in a court case lost by Brecht. So Mack the Knife, Brecht's Three Penny film, which is our special event film, deals with the failed attempts by Brecht to make a film according to his liking. It's a musical. We have a beautiful cast. I really love Lars Enger playing the Bertolt Brecht. We have Hannah Herzsprung as Polly. We have Tobias Moretti as Mokith. We have Joachim Kroll as the Beggar's King, Peachum. And of course, it's also a little play with the media, because it's funny, like Bertolt Brecht is talking to the audience. He's looking into the camera. He's looking to the audience, and he's talking to us, telling us if we don't really can follow the storyline, that's okay.
That's really interesting, because that's kind of like the fourth wall idea in film, and that kind of goes back to Brecht's idea of like the V effect, of that you're watching a play, he wanted you to actually sort of be knocked out of your sort of comfort zone and actually reflect on.
Absolutely. So this is what excited me about this film as well. But yeah, I'm super glad. With Sydney, we have...
Yeah, you have the closing night on. You actually have this film, the 1931 film by George Wilhelm Pabst, who was one of the leading directors during the Weimar Republic. So I was going to just say, it also includes the fabulous Kurt Weill score, which, I mean, the music from Mack the Knife. Mm-hmm. It's not just a great play, but I mean, you'll go out of the cinema, like when I've seen this play performed, I'm humming those songs for days afterwards.
Absolutely, yes, and of course we chose the film as closing night film to just close the loop, to close the festival. Like you said, Georg Wilhelm Pabst, he was next to Murnau or Fritz Lang, one of the masters of the three masters of expressionism, and I'm super excited to bring such an old film back to the big screen.
And if you want something more lighthearted, you also have a film called 25 Kilometers, a buddy film comedy about two middle-aged men who are traveling on mopeds 25 kilometers an hour from the Black Forest all the way into the heart of Berlin.
Correct. It's one of my favorite comedies, I have to say, for this year. And yeah, like you said, about two brothers, the years of estrangement, the meeting up again at their father's funeral. And funny enough, at the end of the day, they kind of drunkenly decide to realize an old boyhood dream to drive across Germany on their mopeds. It's a beautiful road trip comedy, and I giggled a lot, and I really loved it.
And also, the Goethe Institute is going to be celebrating another anniversary, the 100th anniversary of the Bauhaus Architecture School. Mm-hmm. And you'll be having a documentary called The Bauhaus Spirit. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yes, sure. The 30th anniversary of the wall is not the only anniversary we're celebrating with our festival. Another highlight is the documentary Bauhaus Spirit, 100 Years of Bauhaus, which is co-presented by our cultural partner, the Goethe Institute. And yes, since 100 years, Bauhaus stands for artistic creativity, for functional and iconic designs. And existence. Yeah, I mean, the founder, the architect Walter Gropius, who founded it in 1919, kind of wanted to bridge, so to say, the gap between arts and crafts, and it was, let's say, yeah, an arts movement with a great impact until now, and yeah, we want to celebrate this, and also for people who are a bit more interested in this topic, we have selected screenings. With an introduction. In Sydney, we have an introduction by Thea Bresiak on Saturday, the 25th of May at Chevelle Cinemas.
And one film I'm told also to expect is a film called The Captain, which Robert Schenker's returned to Germany to direct. And it's about a World War II deserter, and he discovers the uniform of a Luftwaffe captain and starts impersonating him, I'm assuming, to survive. Now, that sounds like a script for a thriller, but apparently it's also got a lot of satirical observations.
Yes, it's. I have to say, when I watched this film for the first time, it just blew me away. And I have to be honest, it's a heavy film. It's an anti-war film. And I think it's very important to outline here that it's an anti-war film. So, and not a war film. So it shows basically it's about the atrocities and the absurdities of war, of the Second World War. And yes, it's a true story of, as you said, of a wartime imposter and deserter. It starts, the opening scene, it's quite powerful. We see the 19-year-old Willy Herold, who's basically escaping from his troop. He's anxious, he's freezing, and he's hungry. And then when he's lucky to get away, he finds an abandoned truck, and in this truck he finds a uniform, and he puts it on. And as he puts it on, his bearing completely changes, and he becomes the captain. And he goes on a special mission, so to say, sent by the Führer himself, how he says it. And it's quite a chilling story. The cinematography, I have to say, it's stunning. Director of photography was here Florian Ballhaus, son of the legend Michael Ballhaus. And I think even though the film is maybe not super comfortable to watch, I have to say that, I have to admit it, but it's just, you can't take your eyes from the screen either. It's quite fascinating, and it's a story that needs to be told and also needs to be seen on a big screen.
And also from Switzerland, you have also a film called Night Runner, which is about a Swiss long-distance runner who, I believe, commits some pretty awful acts, and it's sort of an interesting examination of toxic masculinity.
It's an interesting thing, and we have here Max Hubacher, who's also playing again the lead actor, the lead role. He's also the lead actor and the captain. And yes, this is also a true story that really happened, a quite chilling film. But I'm super happy that we actually also have this year a focus on Swiss cinema, a focus on Austrian cinema. When it comes to Austrian cinema, I would love to talk about quickly about the film Styx, as this is also a very powerful film. This one is about a doctor, medical Rieke, who embarks on a solo voyage across the open Atlantic in a sailboat. And it's interesting to watch her. She's very confident in whatever she's doing, and even an upcoming storm cannot really intimidate her. And then, but one day, she's sailing across a sinking boat of refugees, and this changes everything. And this is Styx is a very interesting film, basically about also personal responsibility in the face of the refugee crisis. Susanne Wolf, who's playing the leading actress, she it's just absorbing to watch her, and she just also got the German Film Award just happened recently, just a few days ago, and she got the award for best actress. For a good reason. This film has very little dialogue and also a voice. Well, it doesn't really have music, doesn't really have score, but it lays bare the ability of the filmmaker and the actress. And also a gem of the festival, I would say, yeah.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, I was going to actually ask about that one, but that's good. Also, you have a film called Outmastered by veteran filmmaker Oscar Rieler. This also looks quite an interesting sort of comic examination.
Yeah, Outmastered, yeah. As you said, by director Oscar Rieler, we know Oscar Röhler from Atomized, and he's provoking, and he likes to be sometimes political incorrect. And this is a black satire, an ensemble film with Katja Riemann and Oliver Masuri. And it's a bit of a sarcastic view of society and the increasing divide into those people who have and those people who don't. A really nice black satire, yes.
So just before we go, is there any other films that you'd recommend that we haven't talked about?
Oh, there.
I mean, there's so many, I know.
Yeah. There are quite a lot of films that I really love. I think this year we really have a strong lineup. A film that I personally really love is one of our. We have another program strand that is celebrating the fall of the wall. The program strand is called Tear Down the Walls, and it's co-presented by the Embassy of the Federal Republic of Germany in Canberra. And with this program strand, we showcase films that take basically a new look back at the GDR, at the east side of Germany. And out of those films, I would like to highlight the film Gundermann. Gundermann is a very moving portrait of the East German folk singer and songwriter Gerhard Gundermann. Gerhard Gundermann was a very interesting person. He was a passionate communist and rebel. He was, by the way, also a digger driver, but also a spy, a Stasi spy from the secret police. So, and this is for all those people who want to get more insight into the GDR, who also want to learn about the GDR. This is a great film because it also tells there is not only black and white. Sometimes people do good things for the wrong reasons or wrong things out of good motivations. And it's a very smart film. And by the way, it also got multiple awards at the German Film Award, among others Best Picture. And a beautiful film that I definitely recommend to everyone, yeah.
And you, in that lineup, so you have two other films, are Adam and Evelyn and Sealed Lips?
Yes, this is correct. Adam and Evelyn, it's another film, a very modest piece. At the same time, it's a love story. It's about a couple. But in the background story, what is also interesting, there's happening some... Yeah, there's a big story where world history is happening in the background because it plays in the summer of 1989. And back then in May 89, Hungary started to the degradation of the border security. So a lot of people came to Hungary to basically escape from the GDR to the west via Austria and so on. And it's, I think, a very, very sweet film. And we have the character Adam here, who actually doesn't really want to go and leave the GDR, whereas his girlfriend wants to go and wants to go to the West. And I think it's sweet because a lot of films just entirely concentrate on the censorship, on the suppression, on the limitation of the GDR, which is all correct and right. But it's nice to see that there are also other sides, more than that, so to say. Mm-hmm.